I have a friend of mine who I went to with at primary school and also high school in TAFE. Now, his problem was he used to touch people's ears.
That's why Michael Bolton released Don't Touch Me There. It's that bloke chasing him around, going his ear all day.
Now he's done a sequel called Don't Touch Me Hair, isn't he?
Did Michael Bolton do Don't Touch Me There?
Was that it? What's the song?
I don't know, but Touch Me There, what is it?
I want to touch you there.
No, it's Don't Touch Me. Don't cross me on Michael Bolton. I've got the anthology at home. You'll do better, my friend, than to cross me. Wasn't it Don't Touch Me There?
Oh,
oh no, I'm...
Who cares?
No, I'm thinking of... What's his name? Don't Touch Me, Boy.
You're thinking of Paul Mercurio.
Paul Mercurio's new album.
Don't Touch Me, Boy.
We've got the Yowie statue in Kilcoy in Queensland.
The Yowie.
So it used to be a male, but they kept breaking it off.
Oh, okay.
That's how I got the name. Yowie!
I'm the editor of our student newspaper.
All right.
And we had a couple of extra, you know, spaces on one of our pages one day, so I did 12 lines of I Love Simon, I Love Simon, I Love Simon.
And you're still together today?
Yeah.
That's good, because you would have had to have done a We Were Wrong. Karen, what's got you thinking today?
Well, I want to know is when they show the ads on telly for twisties, they never advertise for chicken twisties.
That's true.
Oh, I don't like cheese twisties.
I love this show because, you know, you'd never hear the John Laws program. Right, what are you concerned about? I don't like chicken twisties. Well, let's do something about it. Let's put them in the scumbag. Justin, what do you got for us by way of a rare and valuable snap?
I've got a photo of one of the Black Thunders in a good cast deck.
Oh, okay. Is it one of our Black Thunders?
It was.
And were there just Mariah Carey CDs splattered all over the road?
Copies of Who magazine, packets of Stimerol.
All the usual crap.
They still couldn't give it away. People refused to loot.
Well, ever since last year when you did a whole segment on mixed breasts, I just find myself fantasising about them all the time, you know, getting warm and fuzzy every time I think about it.
Did we do a whole segment on mixed breasts?
Did we?
It must have been a slow news week.
And what was it particularly about them that excited you, Joan?
Oh,
was
I
it
think
that,
just the size.
That National Geographic look? Is that what's really doing it for you?
Yeah.
And, Joan, I can confirm for you now, they're real.
Well, it was a TV show and it was called A Lower Low.
And it was not since Hogan's Heroes had there been such a tasteful concept about the Nazis set to canned laughter, really.
Oh, I think you're right on the money there.
The Germans always seem to have their secret plans hidden in a sausage, which would end up hidden down the front of someone's pants.
That's right.
Which someone would try and retrieve just as the vicar came in. Did that happen every week on that show?
Let me get my hands on your enormous sausage, Commandant.
Just lots of that kind of...
Yeah, but how do you know that wasn't how it actually was?
Were you there? No, you weren't. You weren't giving up your life for someone else, an entire nation. So you don't know. It's easy to sit here and go hello, hello, but you weren't there and you don't know.
That's right. I never fought in the great sitcom war.
Andrew is going next. What do you remember about the 1980s, Andrew?
Well, I remember the Comedy Company.
Yeah.
And they had Marianne Faye as a mother.
Yes.
And basically it was the baby... and just hated being treated as a baby.
It was a sort of a puppet baby, and it was also in a commercial, wasn't it?
Yeah. For a car.
Mm. He's responsible. I'd be watching those sketches, I'd be going, good question! I'm sorry, Mick, I know you for a brief period wrote for the... Did you ever write any of the baby sketches?
Never wrote any of the baby sketches. In fact, I don't remember actually writing anything. Yeah. I remember turning up and sitting in the writer's shed pretty much for 2 years solidly, picking up my paycheck and wandering out. That'd be all I wrote was my signature, co-signing a couple of checks.
Is that right?
Well, because at the same time, I was also running guns to Nairobi.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, it's very hard to balance, you know what I mean? Well, one call's coming in and it's, you know, shipment down the docks. Another call's coming in and it's, you know, who's responsible? I'm sitting there and I'm out of my depth, but I mean, you soldier on. I don't know, hang on, I'll just finish you up here. I got some guy down in Cairo. He needs about 200 crates. In the meantime, run with beautiful. Give that one to Con.
All right.
No, we're going through it. Well, let's get something out of the closet for you. What did you work on?
I worked. Marianne Faye and myself worked the rubbery figures for about 3 weeks.
Mm.
We had no puppeteering skills. And we just stood there working. I didn't even know who I'd be operating. I just stood there like the bloke who was Kermit. Is this good? Is that satirical at all? Okay.
That's why you're so scathing of Anaconda. like, oh, exactly. That's not the way we did it on Rubbery Figures.
Rubbery Figures was scarier than Anaconda. Donna, who is the nutbag?
I am the nutbag.
Why?
Well, I have the hots for Gracie.
Oh, sorry. Donna, you can make your pitch right here, right now. What do you have to say to the big fella?
Well, how big is he?
How big do you want him to be? He's on the Viagra. What are you looking for, Donna?
Well, I'd like to find him first.
He doesn't just fall for anybody.
Oh, right.
He's got his standards. So what have you got to offer, Donna?
Well, that I have no standards, so that just rules that right out.
Hey, Donna.
Sorted.
Ready, set, go. Going around the mountain, peeing like a fountain when the chain on the bicycle broke. Sliding on the grass with a bottle up your ass, singing hi, dilly-dilly to the folk.
Now, someone went bum, someone went ass. Was, is that predetermined? Or were you just trying to behave yourself in front of your mother?
Yes. Yeah.
Put your mum on. Go on, Trent.
Hello?
Did you compose that tune for them, Mrs. Trent?
That was a bit of a slip, that one. I'm saying bum or bottom.
Yes, are you? Well, you've come to the right program.
Oh, God.
What about filmmaking, Stephen? We know you've won an Oscar. Is there anything else on the way?
Yes, I've been going to movies now.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And I bring my Oscar underneath my jacket. And when I'm in watching the movie, when I think it's a, you know, an all right movie or a good movie, I just take it out from under my jacket. And no one can see because the lights are on. I just look at my Oscar and I look at the screen and then I put it back. And I thought, this is wild. My life's absolutely insane.
And does the Oscar open doors for you? Can you go to any cinema, drop the Oscar on the thing and say, let me in for nothing?
No, but I should try that. I mean, that's hilarious.
Surely you're up for that. Any free stuff at any cinema in the world with an Oscar. I bet that Kevin Costner does that.
Yeah, it's about time you got into it, Stephen. Get a bit of showbiz arsehole about you. Have you ever chucked a tantrum? Have you ever stood in a hotel floor and said, this isn't good enough, started tipping over furniture? I'd love to see you do that.
I did once, but I was in a good mood.
Have you never been in any kind of scandal? Yeah.
Weren't you chased home one night driving naked, covered in imaginary rats? Hasn't that ever happened to you?
Surely there must be some Robert Downey Jr. sort of stuff in the background that we don't know about.
You mean selling heroin to Girl Scouts? Stuff like that? Oh, I wish.
We heard a while ago this huge thing that was sweeping America, and it was someone from Friends, and it was all about the haircut, and it was called the Rachel. I'm kind of concerned that the Stephen hasn't taken off coast to
coast. Well, if it hasn't taken off by now, it's not gonna.
It's not happening.
I think it went across during the time of Lincoln. That's how ahead of my time I was. It happened before I was there.
Stephen, you've got a reputation out here.
I do.
As one of the most ripped-off comics in the business.
There's, seriously.
There's blokes making a living doing your act, wandering around the place.
I don't know why you bothered coming out.
I don't see it. I hear about it once in a while, though, but I don't care. I do my act, and the people still come, and how much can I think about, you know? Some guy's telling one of my jokes in another city and I'm asleep in Los Angeles. I don't give a shit. Can you say shit?
Oh, I'm sure you can now. You can say pretty much anything. You can say imaginary rats. We've learned that today.
There you go.
I love that, imaginary rats. What did you have me driving what?
Driving home nude, being attacked by imaginary rats. It can happen.
Has that ever happened to you?
Oh, once, but we don't go into it.
It's imaginary rats.
Yeah, absolutely.
They'd be freakier than real rats. You could never really get rid of them.
They play with your mind. It's all mind games.
All right, Stephen, what's your master plan involve next? He's pointing to another bloke.
Have me driving what?
Driving home nude, being attacked by imaginary
I'm going to go home and rewrite the Bible. I think that the New Testament is pretty old now, and I don't know why they have that word in the word in the word in the word in the word. And other than that, I'm going to, I never played there before.
What's your master plan involve next? He's pointing to another bloke.
I'm going to go home and rewrite the Bible. I think that the New Testament is pretty old now, and I don't know why they have that word in there. And other than that, I'm
at the door.
Get the hell out of here.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.